Hey friends, thanks a lot for checking out Chili Chilton Unfiltered. My name's Chili. Today I am sitting out in my sun porch, looking out over the Adirondack Mountains, drinking a delicious iced cold brew. And I'm thinking about all of you. There's so many people in my life that have contributed in so many awesome ways. And we are at a place in our ministry, Revolution Youth Community, where we are beginning to look at some things and make some changes. And I just wanted to take this podcast to bring everyone who listens and prays and follows me up to date. Over the last 18 months, my board and my leadership team have been discussing and creating and praying and preparing and branding, fundraising, promoting, inviting, and launching Revolution Youth Community. We have made strategic partners and created an awesome team. We have some generous investors who are individuals, churches, businesses that have partnered with us to support our efforts. Then last summer in 2018, we began our backyard bonfires to worship together, build friendships, cast vision. And then in the fall, September, we began meeting monthly in the lower level venue at 150 Cherry Street, right downtown Burlington, Vermont. It was amazing and continues to be amazing. These meetings have grown month by month in both numbers and momentum. And we are probably the largest gathering of high school and college age students that worship together in a place like this in the entire region, maybe even the whole state. And we've done that in just a short amount of time. Lives have been changed. In addition to our monthly underground meetings, we've also met monthly with our core students to do mentorship and leadership development. We serve monthly at a homeless banquet right downtown in our city. And we also have launched a middle school ministry in one of our local churches, Vibrant, called Rise, and a few students have now become 25 to 30 each week. Revolution is strong, healthy, and exciting in so many ways. We even recently took a trip to Montreal, Canada, to attend the Hillsong Young and Free concert. It was so awesome, and it was so good to expose our students to a next level youth ministry experience. We also took our middle schoolers to a community-wide gym night, and it was really awesome. You know, back when we launched Revolution Youth, we did so with the understanding that it would not be possible to provide salary compensation to me as its founder and director on a long-term basis. That's simply due to the nature of youth ministry and our dependency on long-term, you know, investments and partners. The ultimate goal was that we would model the New Testament church, you know, and we would plant like the Apostle Paul planted. You know, he would come to a community, establish a work, remain there from 1 to 2 years, replace himself with local people and then a key leadership person, and then Paul would move on and correspond via letters, which we refer to as the epistles. And that has been our plan and our model as well, that I would, at one point, raise up leaders and find a point person, and then I would shift to coaching and mentoring from afar, however that would look. And so it's with this anxious excitement that I have found myself at that strategic point with Revolution Youth. Based on our current finances and our timeline, we believe that it's now is the critical point for the prescribed shift in leadership that I just talked about to happen. And we believe it's the right thing, it's the right timing. And my board, which is incredible, has we have met together, we've prayed together, we have planned, and we have so enjoyed one another. We are good friends, and we are on the same page as we move forward. So where are we at? Well, we feel like it's time to make some key decisions. And man, I have so much gratitude and so much love for everything that has happened. and all the things that are still growing and becoming so much more awesome. But I want to let you know that me and my family will be transitioning away from Vermont in the next few months. I've accepted the opportunity to join the executive leadership team at Faith Church in Florence, Alabama. This church has been Revolution's top financial supporter outside of Vermont since we began. In fact, they even doubled their support for us again in 2019. The lead pastor at Faith Church, his name is Steve Husky, and he is a personal friend of mine for the last 25 years. And he has just been such a constant encourager and advisor and supporter to me and to Revolution every step of the way. And so we are going to join their team, and I'm going to be on his executive level staff and really help him with his staff and with the expansion of his church, which is one of the fastest growing churches in America for the last 4 years. They're expecting 5,000 people just this coming weekend on Easter. So my family, you know, we are going to be moving forward, and I'm so thankful for the release that we sensed from the Lord and from our team to pursue this exciting opportunity. So my role will shift from being the president of Revolution Youth to that of a key advisor. And I will continue to serve as needed in a mentoring role to the Revolution leadership and to the board. My board, Clint West and Eric Jarvis, have just been truly amazing. And I'm just confident that this is the Lord's leading every step of the way. I also want to tell you, this is really good, that I'm excited to announce that Joe and Savannah Lord have accepted the opportunity to become the next directors of Revolution Youth. This amazing couple from Brooklyn, New York, they had careers in Manhattan, and they felt called by God several months ago to come to Burlington, Vermont, specifically to be part of Revolution. Little did they know that God would continue to work on their hearts and raise their leadership to a point now where they're ready to actually take charge and lead our amazing team. Joe and Savannah bring new skill sets to this ministry that will make us even stronger. They are encouragers, they're hard workers, they're team builders, and they are absolutely incredibly creative. But most important, they love Jesus with all their hearts, and they believe in our youth and our young adults. Their hearts and example will continue leading us forward. And because they're both gainfully employed, they will not require the same financial commitment. This will immediately create more budget for ministry and development. Now, that doesn't mean if you're supporting us financially that you don't need to do that. We really need you to continue to do that. Because Joe and Savannah, yes, will receive a stipend, but then those other funds can really go to begin to multiply to the outreach and to the specific needs that we find in this community. So please hang in there and keep giving. As mentioned before, I will coach them and I will lead them from afar, and Joe and Savannah are ready to step in and provide ongoing oversight, support, and development to our team of local leadership and also carry out unlimited vision that we see with Revolution. You know, thankfully, Revolution Youth was not built upon a person, certainly not on Chili Chilton or on a personality, but instead it was built on community. Many people working together for the sake of the kingdom. You hear that? Many people working together for the sake of the kingdom. That's community. So we are confident that the foundation has been laid and the leadership that has been developed can support the next chapters for this amazing ministry. Change always brings challenges, but it also brings amazing opportunities and breakthroughs. And we're ready for whatever God has next. As we walk out these steps, we pray that you would just continue to cover us in your prayers, and know that we are praying for you, and that you would just understand that there is nothing that we're not saying. We are being transparent and clear about this. There's only good as we move forward. We're so thankful to all of you who support us, both prayerfully, financially. We love you, and you share in every miracle and every life that's changed. And so I just ask you to stay on board. And even if some of you, your connections really just to me, Man, if you made a commitment for 2019, would you just stick to that commitment and keep giving? I really appreciate that. You know, Revolution Youth was such a dream to create a youth ministry, not out of one church, but for a community, so that lots of smaller churches with small budgets or an inability to have a solid youth ministry of their own could join together, have one large youth gathering together where kids would know each other both in school and in the Christian realm. And here, Burlington, Vermont, the most unchurched city in America, we are seeing amazing things happen. We believe we will continue to see amazing things happen. And I want to just tell you that I love you. It's been an honor to lead Revolution. And from afar, I will continue to support it, coach it, give financially to it, and always believe in it. It's my heart. And it's always going to be here. So thank you. Pray for us over the next few months as we transition to Florence, Alabama. You know me, I'm kind of raised in the north, and so I'm becoming a southern boy, and I don't even know what that looks like. But I'm excited for this new opportunity, and after we get settled, I will tell you about some of the awesome things that are ahead for us, and maybe invite you to partner in something else that's about to happen. All right? Thanks a lot for listening. God bless you. Peace.